Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuiker.
Welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuiker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program for you here today with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the owner and CIO of the Glenn team at Infinitas. And Bruce, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. It's always good to be here. I enjoy seeing your icy mustache, Andy Reid, Kansas City Chiefs head coach shirt on today. So good job.
Thank you. I think this has turned into one of my favorite shirts. Isn't that cool?
It's unique for sure. You got to look at it twice, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah, and he's got the whole headset going on. He's got the icicles kind of coming off the mustache. It was that was a game to remember. If you're a Chiefs fan, if you're a Dolphins fan, you don't want to remember that at all.
I was actually there that day.
You were?
Yeah, we were going to try and tailgate out in the parking lot.
Oh,
and
my
it was
gosh.
So windy, we couldn't begin to get the tent up, even though we had a heater. But we layered up so much. We're actually pretty good once we got in the stadium.
Okay.
Yeah, 30 below wind chill. It was a little cool.
Ooh, that's amazing. Well, on games like that, if you dress like you're going snow skiing, you're in good shape. And if you don't, you are being frostbitten somewhere.
Absolutely. A lot of people got in trouble that day.
Yep, absolutely.
A little bourbon never hurts either, though.
A little liquid antifreeze.
There you go.
Well, Bruce, in a previous episode, we had discussed some of the financial milestones that people would want to be aware of younger than 65. And I'm really excited to discuss financial milestones from retirement age and beyond. So I'm excited about this. And speaking of retirement age, what do you mean by the term full retirement age?
Yeah, it's kind of a funny term because it doesn't mean a lot because you can start Social Security as early as 62 and you could wait till later. But at full retirement age, which if you're born before 1960, it's going to be 66 years and so many months, depending on your age. If you're born after 1960, it's age 67. But what it really means is that's the day you could take Social Security and still work full-time job, make billions of dollars, no problem. But if you start Social Security before your full retirement age, then you would get a penalty if you made. And this year, an example, is a little bit over $22,000. Anything above that would be a 50% penalty if because you're double dipping is the way the government looks at it.
Okay, so then that's the warning is if you elect to receive your your Social Security before your official retirement age, full retirement age, I guess is the terminology,
right.
Then if you work as well as receive Social Security, if you make over about $22,000, anything over $22,000 is taxed at 50%.
Right, yeah.
Holy cow.
Yep, not even fun, right? So you got to make sure that you really are planning on not working very much if you're going to start Social Security early.
So I was born after 60, so I guess I'm on the hook till 67, which is fine with me. So I think I'm going to be working forever because I enjoy what I'm doing.
Well, it's we're both 29 years old, so
it
makes sense for us.
We got a long ways to go. And then, Bruce, should everyone start Social Security at the full retirement age? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, and so a lot of people, you know, their goal is to retire at 62 or whatever the age is. But you've got to think about a lot of things. One is your money going to last? So you really got to make sure you got a good, thorough plan. You understand all the implications with taxes, inflation, and longevity. The other thing you really need to be thinking about is if, in most cases, guys, in a lot of cases anyway, were the ones that had the bigger Social Security check because they didn't have child rearing time to take off and
yep.
so on and so forth.
Yep.
And if your spouse didn't make as much as you did, and they're going to have a lesser Social Security check, but if you're a guy and you're more apt to die early, you kind of want to think about that before you start Social Security too soon, because we may have a lot of little old ladies running around in age 90 that don't have a lot of check that could have had almost twice as much check if they would have waited till 70 to turn it on.
No doubt about that. And every time I'm touring a long-term care community, I always ask, what is your approximate percentage of women versus men? It's always...
No, 90 plus, right?
About 90, 10, 80, 20 occasionally. Now, it is changing a little bit, but there is no doubt whatsoever that the ladies live longer and usually quite a bit longer than the guys.
And they stay on care longer once they check in. The guys, you know, get in and get out of the nursing home pretty quick and move on. But ladies may linger, you know, 4, 5, 10 plus years.
Yep.
Guys don't typically stay there that long.
Yep, that's right. And so what is a Roth conversion?
Yeah, great question. So most people only had a pre-tax IRA or pre-tax 401k available to them until more recent times when you could do a Roth. So Roth is a matter of paying your taxes today, but then it stays in a tax shelter and it grows tax-free and it comes out tax-free. So a Roth conversion is an opportunity where if you have some of that pre-tax money, you might want to think about paying the taxes now and moving it into a Roth tax-free for the future and for the growth process. You've got to be careful about a lot of things, and I'll talk to you about it a little bit later, but you got to be careful about several things with taxes and things like that also.
And so that actually that makes sense. There would be a potential tax advantage because you're paying taxes today at today's rate on a lower amount, but then it grows tax-free, and it's a much higher amount at a certain point later on down the line, and then there you go. You don't have the taxes then.
Yeah, it could even hit you with a tax time bomb, as we'll talk about in a little bit.
Oh, boy, time bombs. Okay. Before we get to that, we can't talk about retirement and retirement age and Social Security without tying all of that to Medicare. So what about Medicare?
Yeah, that's one of the things that a lot of our clients, we do a lot of referring to our Medicare partners, but age 65 is when, you know, Medicare becomes available in most situations. And unless you have credible coverage, you need to jump on it. Otherwise, you could have a penalty that stays with you forever if you don't start it when you're eligible for it. And you've got a seven-month window of time, the 3 months before you turn 65, the month you turn 65, and the 3 months after. Now, if you're working, you have credible coverage at work, you could delay starting it until later on. But the other thing about Medicare is that a lot of people don't realize this. Medicare only covers 80% of your costs. And so there's a couple things you can do about that. You can buy what they call gap coverage. There's really two different versions of that. One's a supplement plan and one's an advantage plan. And these are distinctly different. So a supplement plan is the type of plan that would cover virtually everything else out of pocket. There's a little bit of copay with it. But other than that, it covers everything. So think about a supplement plan as kind of being a portfolio insurance. If you have a decent amount of money and you don't want a cancer, heart, stroke, some kind of major medical issue to wipe out your money, then you need to get a supplement plan also. They usually cost a couple $100 or so. Depending on how old you are, they get a little bit more expensive. But the other version is an advantage plan. Well, an advantage plan is government subsidized. So it doesn't cost a lot. But it doesn't cover everything either. So that's kind of like your your middle of the road type of deal. You know, you're at least getting some help, but it's not designed to pay everything that may be an out-of-pocket expense. So it's really important to do that. The last piece I would talk about as far as the Medicare, it goes hand-in-hand, is your drug plans.
Yep.
And so, and you know this from being a director of senior care communities, the drug plan is really important because, unfortunately, more and more Americans are on medications. And depending on where you're buying your medications, the price could be dramatically different. And then depending on what drug plan you take, some drug plans will pay virtually everything on some of the medications, but they may not pay hardly anything on other medications. And so when it gets to, if you have family members or if you're in a senior care community, if they're only getting their deliveries from one pharmacy only, and most of them, that's kind of the way it is, they have to have special bubble wrap and so on and so forth to make sure it's right, then you may need to really make sure that the drugs you're taking and what your doctor wants you to take is matched up with what the care facility allows you to have brought in and what is going to get taken care of by the Medicare drug plan that you've got. So really big issue. Mom, she was in the nursing home for about 5 years. And a couple of years, we had to have the plan changed that she was on because you know, they changed who the provider was going to be or whatever the case might have been. So really important issue.
So talking about that, so you're right. You're right. Most of these senior care communities have a contract with a more of like a wholesale type of a provider. It's not a retail walk-in pharmacy. And then they can deliver there, you know, several times per day, which is really necessary because you could have someone come up with a UTI and they need medicine, just boom, right, like that. So
right.
So it's a high level of service. But and then that pharmacy will bill your Medicare Part D, but, you know, do they have all of the medications? And then the medications that you need, you talk about these plans changing. There's a tier one, tier two, tier three, and the higher the tier, the less the plan pays, which is more out of your pocket. So it's a huge deal. So if this is getting your attention, any of these topics, reach out to Bruce Glenn. He's the owner and CIO of the Glenn team at Infinitas at 913-563-7327. Although that's a Kansas City-based phone number, Bruce and his team serve clients all over the entire country. So feel free to phone that, give that 913 number a call. All right, now the Senior Care Live question of the week. There is a potential financial time bomb waiting for people at retirement age that most are not aware of. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. More of a statement. There is a potential financial time bomb waiting for people at retirement age that most are not aware of. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. And Bruce, that probably woke a few folks up, talking about a financial time bomb. That doesn't sound good.
Well, you're right. It doesn't sound good. But I tell you, it's one of the most important things that people miss in planning. And so what we mean by that is when you have your required minimum distribution or your RMD, that's when the government forces you to start moving some money out of your IRA accounts. And it used to be 70 and a half for the longest time. And then when COVID came around, they bumped it a couple of years. And now where it's at is if you're, again, born before 1960, then it's 73. If you're born after 1960, it's 75 years old when you have to start moving some money out of your IRA account, your pre-tax IRA account. And, you know, if you haven't planned right and you've got a huge, huge bucket of money in this pre-tax money, now all of a sudden you've got a big time bomb. And I've got a few tricks to help people kind of avoid that and get into it in a little bit.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. I think you got everyone's full attention on that. So what is so important about the age 70?
Right. So Social Security rises at a pace of 8% per year between your starting initial year that you could start at 62 in most cases. And then 70 is the last age that it will continue to rise, except for cost of living adjustments. So there's a prescribed 8% rise for those 8-year period of time. Now, a lot of people think that it's a cliff. Like, you get your Social Security statement, and it says, okay, your estimated Social Security at age 62 is this amount, and at your full retirement age is this amount, and at age 70 is this amount. It's a little bit confusing. The newer statements have started to say year by year what it is. Hmm. The reality of it is, every month you delay starting it, it goes up at that annualized pace of 8%. So, you know, March of 2024 is going to be a little bit less than what April 2024 will be. And each month will be a little bit more, but it's an 8% package of growth per year you do it. Okay. But it will not grow above age 70, except for your inflation adjustments.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you lose that 8% bump, and that part of it levels out at age 70, and then you have your COLA increases every year like you always do.
Well, not every year, but yes. Well, yeah, that'll be the only raise you'll get in the future once you start Social Security would be the COLAs. Huh?
So you talked about RMDs. What is an RMD?
Right. So it's a required minimum distribution, but it's that point of the time when the government says, hey, we need to get some money now, because you put your money in back in your working years before taxes, and it reduced your taxable income, and your paycheck probably only went down about, you know, maybe 60% of whatever your money was. You put it over in your IRA or your 401k, and you grew that money tax deferred. And then when you get older, you start taking it out. And then, of course, you're paying your taxes as you take it out. Well, at age 73, or in this example, 75, if you're older than age, you know, born after 1960, the formula on that is somewhere around 3.6, 3.7% on the first year. But every year you're older, it requires a higher percentage of your IRA account or your pre-tax bucket to be moved out of that account. Doesn't mean you have to spend it, but you have to move it out of that account. So that's basically what the required minimum distribution is. It's a force out of your pre-tax money out of that tax shelter.
Okay. And then we had talked about that RMD time bomb. Do you have any suggestions on how to avoid that, or how to really manage that or handle it?
You know, this is one of the biggest things we do in tax planning, or not just tax planning, but overall financial planning, besides make sure that folks' money's going to last. So a lot of times people maybe they've saved enough money where they can afford to retire at 62 or 65 or 60 or whatever age it is, and they've got a really large pre-tax IRA or 401k bucket of money. So what we can do is, if we can defuse that big balloon note or time bomb that you're going to have this bigger bucket of money forced out on you when you're 73 or 75, if we can defuse some of that early, then we save all kinds of problems. So I'm going to talk about the problems first, and I'll come back on how we can help out. So a lot of problems that come from that is, if all of a sudden you're forced to take $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 out of your money per year, that's a big tax bill, right? It's going to hit you in higher tax brackets.
Yep.
And so that's one thing we want to try and soften. The other thing is the Medicare premiums. We're talking about Medicare a little bit ago. Medicare premiums are means tested, and it's a 2-year look back. And so if you've all of a sudden you're cooking along, and you and your spouse, maybe you have, you know, $50,000, $60,000 a year in Social Security income, and, you know, now all of a sudden you've got this big RMD that you're being forced to take in its ordinary income. Now you're making maybe $100,000, $150,000, $200,000, or whatever the case is. Well, now your Medicare premium has just gone through the roof also.
Yeah, because they look back and it looks like you're making all that money.
Yep.
And maybe you're not, but I mean, you're forced to take that money out, and all of a sudden you're paying, you know, double or triple your Medicare premiums.
Right, absolutely. So a couple of tricks of the trade there. One is that even if you haven't done anything about planning to reduce that before you get to that balloon note time bomb age, you can, if you're philanthropic and if you're giving money to a 501c3, maybe it's your church or other other non-for-profit organization, if you don't touch the money, if it goes straight from the custodian of your financial accounts, your bank or your investment firm or whatever it might be, and move straight from them straight directly to your 501c3, and you didn't touch it, you didn't get the income. And you took care of the requirement of moving this amount of money out of your nest egg.
That makes a lot of sense. And I'll guarantee you, most people have no idea that you can do that.
Right. So the other thing that's most important, this is what we want to do on some pre-planning with our clients, is we want to make some decisions on when are you going to start Social Security, and when are we going to turn on our Social Security check versus when we retired. So a lot of times we'll meet with folks and we'll look at the big picture, and we've got a lot of sophisticated software tools to run through everything, taxes, inflations, market assumptions, you know, your goals-based planning and trips and replacing your car and, you know, whole nine yards, right?
Yeah.
And in a lot of cases, what we'll find is if we retire, say, at 62 or 65, but we delay starting Social Security until 70 or later, we might want to spend down some of that money in that pre-tax bucket and use that for our income to live on, which, again, kind of brings down that balance, that time bomb we get stuck with later. So that helps out quite a bit if we have enough years to plan. And then, depending on the situation, we might be able to do some of that Roth converting that we already talked about also.
Yep.
So maybe we're living on our pre-tax money, and we're taking some additional pre-tax money and converting it to Roth and paying those taxes now. And it can be between the Medicare savings and the tax bracket, you know, jumps at the time bomb age.
Yep.
It can literally make tens of thousands of dollars. I've had clients that have made as much as hundreds of thousands of dollars. I even had one client not too long ago that it was going to make over $1 million difference for them retiring early, spending down the money, Roth converting, the whole nine yards. It can really be, in your situation, make a big difference.
Okay, so my head is spinning, and I'll guarantee that our listeners got so much out of that. If your financial advisor is not speaking to you about all of these super important topics and opportunities to have a better financial situation for you, I would invite you and strongly recommend reaching out to Bruce Glenn at 913-563-7327. Bruce and his team can offer you a free second opinion. They can, like he said, he has very powerful financial software that can model all of this. And I think you would be very, very surprised that you might be able to improve your situation in a major way. Bruce, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate you coming in. Great information.
Thanks, Steve. Good to see you.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And I'll tell you what, we have a lot of people listening to podcasts these days, so go to your favorite platform or, again, the website SeniorCareLive.com and enjoy. All right, now I'd like to introduce my next guest, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner and operator of Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve. Great to be back. And as always, hopefully we can share some great information with your listeners today and look forward to doing that.
All right. If you want to reach out to Ben, you may need the services today. You may need them in a few months or 6 months or even 12 months. Write the number down, 855-291-5005. That's Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005. You could also go online. He has a wonderful, wonderful website, homedownsizing.com, homedownsizing.com. And Ben, this listening audience is very, very studious. I've learned this over the years. I'll have someone give me a call and say, hey, I want to talk to you about your services. I heard you, and they'll say when they heard a particular program, like, I'm not kidding, like a year or two ago. And so they're very studious. They make a note of that, either a mental note or an actual note, and then they reach out. So even if it's down the line. So let's talk today about, and we had talked about this over lunch earlier, what types of professionals out in the marketplace could you be a really valuable or maybe even a value-added resource to? We were talking about that.
I think the number of other professionals that deal with someone that wants to sell a house and transition into either a smaller home, apartment, or apartment community, any type of senior living community, whether that's actually a real estate agent, a traditional real estate agent, a moving company, a senior move manager, a senior placement such as yourself, elder law attorneys or estate attorneys, anyone that has a position or shares in helping that senior or their family transition from their home into a new home or apartment, I think I can be of value to them and their client.
Okay, and let's remind our audience of your services. You would come in and make an evaluation and assessment, and if it makes sense for both parties, you would offer to buy the home in an as is condition for cash. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's our primary service, is to actually buy the house. Certainly in situations where that's not the best solution, or the seller doesn't decide that that's the way that they want to go, we can still introduce them to other real estate professionals that can help them. Because I do have a real estate license, we can do that. Mm-hmm. And so my goal is always to provide the best solution for them as possible and what they need.
And you know, that. Absolutely. And you know, what we've talked about this before. You said that you've gone into situations where you've advised this is probably better off for you to go to a traditional retail market, a realtor type of an approach, and list it on the MLS and all of that versus selling it as is.
Correct. I've certainly done that over the years, hundreds of times.
Yeah.
Have referred hundreds of people to a traditional real estate agent. But even in situations, we've even had a few situations where I had no idea why they would call me. The house was a nice house or fairly nice, maybe a little dated, but otherwise was really didn't need a what would be perceived as a cash home buyer.
Yeah.
But the sellers just didn't want to go the traditional route. They didn't want strangers coming into their house.
Yep.
They didn't want to worry about whether the buyer could get a loan or not, or whole house inspections or appraisals or any of that. They just wanted to be done. And they recognize that they probably wouldn't get as much or quite as much from someone like me as if they had listed the house. But again, that's where the benefits that we provide were of value to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they determined that was the way that they wanted to go.
You know, and that's a good point, because not all homes are in a situation where we've talked about this before, where they need, you know, new flooring. They need the roof replaced. They need a foundation repaired or peering. Or there could be tens of thousands of dollars of repair and updates and upgrades that need to be done. But that's not always the case.
Correct. It's not always the case. Certainly, if there are situations where there are updates or repairs to be done, or that needs to be done, especially if there is repairs that need to be done in order for a house to get to have a buyer be able to get a loan on the house, that certainly becomes a big item there, and very expensive items. As I've even found out recently that things are just a lot more expensive than what they were just a few years ago for repairs.
Kind of takes your breath away.
Yes, it does.
And I don't know where all of these people have gone to work. I've whined about it before on the show. There used to be a lot of folks in the area of staffing for, you know, home care services and these sort of things, and they're about half of them are gone. I don't know where they went or what they're doing. And it seems to be that way also in the trades. There are fewer and fewer people working in the trades, in construction, in plumbing, electricity, and or, you know, electricians, et cetera, et cetera. And so you could be waiting for months to get your roof replacement in the queue to get that done. You could be waiting for months on any of these home repairs or updates or renovations or anything else.
That's correct. And if you and I think that's one of the things that a lot of people, and even a lot of agents, I don't know that necessarily they understand too well, is especially if you have a person that's been in their house for decades, and maybe it's the in-town or out-of-town family that is responsible for trying to get their parent or a loved one into a senior community, who's going to call the multiple contractors to get multiple bids that you hope are going to be something that you can afford to pay? And then who's going to oversee the contractor that you actually do choose to go with when they can get your job fixed, fitted into their schedule? And who's going to ensure that what they're doing, what the work that they're doing, is going to be what you're paying for? There's great contractors out there, but if you don't manage this whole process, or if somebody doesn't manage this whole process, it can turn into a very expensive, not very fun time. Not to even mention who wants to live in a construction zone if you're doing some major repairs. So there are a lot of components here to think about for a person that wants to go in that direction, which can be very rewarding, but just be aware of what that entails.
Well, and I don't know too many of us who are really qualified to become, at that point, you become the general contractor and you're managing all of these specialists, HVAC people, roofers, plumbers, electricians, you know, et cetera, et cetera. It goes drywall installers, painting crews. That's not easy. And I don't know of too many people who would really be qualified or comfortable really genuinely becoming the general contractor. That sounds like a nightmare to me.
It can turn into it if you're not versed in it, if you don't have the right people that you're dealing with. If you have great people, that obviously helps a lot. But, just go into it with your eyes open. And if a person doesn't want to do that, that's one of the reasons why we buy houses.
Okay. And so just to put a cap on that, so if you work in the area of elder law, if you work with estate planning firms, if you work with a home care, if you're a home care provider, if you're a hospice provider, maybe you work with senior move managers, or maybe you're even another realtor that you work in the traditional, retail real estate market, all of these professions are going to be working with people who may be interested in selling their house as is and for cash. And if you want to have that value-added service provided by Ben Socheck, here's the phone number. Write it down, 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005. We could go online at homedownsizing.com. And I'll tell you what, I've referred some of my clients to Ben. He has taken excellent care. They were just 5-star reviews. And I'll tell you what, it's a referral that you shouldn't hesitate to make, for sure. All right. Now on to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Someone working in the business of senior care would be an ideal candidate to own a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Someone working in the business of senior care would be an ideal candidate to own a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. And Ben, we probably caught a few folks off guard with that one. So why is it that someone working in the business of senior care, why is it that that person would be an ideal candidate to own and operate their very own Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
That's a great question, Steve. When I created the franchise, or I guess created the franchise is the right word or term for that.
Yeah.
From Home Downsizing Solutions that I've been doing for a long time, I envisioned a person that is already working with seniors, especially with the transition from a house to, again, an apartment or senior living community, already a part of that process, already knows the needs of someone or a family that is in that situation, but would like to add the real estate component to their business, or likes the real estate component of that process and would like to become or make that their business. And so I thought Home Downsizing Solutions, to offer a franchise to people that are in that situation, already very knowledgeable about the process, would be an ideal fit for that.
Because, I mean, they're already working with the person who owns the house. If you're working with the senior, it's very likely that you're also working with maybe some of their family members. Usually an adult child, the adult children, it could be one or it could be multiple siblings, helping out their parents. So they're already very involved in that, in some part of that, of that issue of providing care for the senior, helping them move to, you know, like you said, a senior living community or whatever the case may be. So they're already involved, and now you can add the real estate component of that whole process. If that is resonating with you, I would reach out right away to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions and just say, hey, Ben, I heard you on the radio and I'd like to learn more about your franchising opportunity. You would call 855-291-5005. You could also go to, he has an excellent website, homedownsizing.com, and you could fill out a contact form there and get in touch with Ben that way as well.
Kind of to add to that too, I think that person that is already involved with the transition to an apartment or senior living community also probably knows a lot more about that situation and their needs, especially relating to the real estate. If the family or the senior themselves were to call a traditional agent just out of the blue, mm-hmm. or another home buying company out of the blue, they're not going to know what their real needs are. They know that there's a house that needs to be liquidated, mm-hmm. but other than that, they're not going to know a whole lot about that. And in most home buyer company situations, they're just going to throw one cash offer at them. Whereas if they are involved with the family, the senior, they know what their needs are. As I've been able to offer in the past, not just a cash offer, but we can also turn that house into an income stream. To make monthly payments to a person, or to make other types of arrangements that fit their unique situation. So that's another reason I thought a person already involved with that transition to senior living would be an ideal candidate for the franchise.
And that is excellent. All that is very, very true. Another thing that I really, really, truly appreciate about you and Home Downsizing Solutions, your service of buying a house as is for cash. You take what you want. You just walk away. You can take care of all the rest of the stuff in the house that they don't. They're like, look, I don't want to deal with all this stuff. You can take care of a lot of other things for them. But the bottom line is, if there's a timing situation, and I'll tell you, we're going to have a lot of timing issues in the next 3 months because we're heading into the peak demand of the entire year, January, February, and about halfway into March. That represents the peak demand for all these senior living communities. Well, if someone needs to sell their house and then they're going to use that the proceeds to help them pay for senior care, well, what if they sell the house to Home Downsizing Solutions? And what if they have to wait a couple of 2 or 3 or 4 or 6 weeks for their senior living community?
That's another great benefit that we offer, is that they don't have to worry about that catch-22. We can buy the house right away. We can get them their funds right away, but they don't have to move immediately. They can make that transition when that room opens up or that apartment opens up, and so that it's a much more seamless transition, a much less stressful transition. And they don't have to worry about a bridge loan or anything like that if that was going to be needed in the past.
So that's fantastic. So one of the largest assets, and maybe the largest asset for most people, would be the value of your home in your house. So you sell the house, again, as is for cash. This is a net situation. You don't have to worry about $50,000 in repairs and updates and all of that. You take your money. You can now pay. That helps you pay for your senior care. And then if you have to wait a little bit for, like you said, your room, your apartment to become available, you can still stay in the house. And that is very, very rare. That's very unique with Ben Socek. Check and Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And speaking of your website, you've added another value-added tool onto your website. Tell us about that.
The one thing that I think is always a concern is a person will ask, what can I get from my house if I sell it as is? Because they're probably trained to think that they have to do repairs and have to do updates in order to sell it in the first place, much less get a good price for it. And so what I came up with was an explanation of different ways that people are valuing houses. And I think a very simplified way is to go to getmyhousevalues.com, which will explain how most people value houses, mm-hmm. and is an easy way to get an idea of what the value of your house is going to be in those different conditions. So getmyhousevalues.com, and we'd be happy to help you out any way that we can.
So I'm interested in selling my house as is. I don't know what it's worth in its current condition. I don't know if it's worth waiting for months and work and becoming a general contractor and getting all these things fixed. I mean, if I go into the retail market, am I going to get my money back? A lot of times the math would say no on that, but you have to figure all this out. What is my value of my house? GetMyHouseValues.com, and that'll take care of it. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today. It was great to see you again.
Thank you very much.
All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.